Our next article is called Something New Emerges, Reflections from a Pastor Living with Disabilities. It's written by Terrence McCarthy, who is a worship life coordinator and pastoral presence for United Lutheran Seminary. Recently, I've been reflecting on grief, not simply the sorrow experienced upon loss of a loved one, but any time of loss. We grieve when we lose a job or experience financial difficulties. We grieve when we face challenges to our health and daily when we face chronic pain, illness, or disability. We grieve when we must change short-term plans unexpectedly or when our long-term expectations aren't realized. In the moment, I haven't always been aware of these daily small doses of grief, but I believe it's helpful for us to understand that we do grieve daily and to name those small or ongoing losses. Otherwise, they can build up over time and impact our physical, social, emotional, and spiritual well-being. The grief in these losses is unpredictable and can come in waves. You can be fine, even joyful, one moment, and then the wave hits, and suddenly you're a pile of dust on the floor. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. 4 months after that, I experienced a stroke. The MS doc diagnosis came after many appointments and tests for neurological changes I felt were happening. The stroke occurred suddenly, and as I was watching my then 9-year-old son's baseball game. After 5 months of inpatient rehabilitation at 4 separate facilities, I finally arrived home and began to try to adjust to life after the permanent motor paralysis of my left arm and leg. My grief and my absolute resolve not to be immobilized, but to return to my ministry and relationships as fully and independently as I could, caused anxiety in my home. My perseverance, which my spouse called stubbornness, my urgency to move forward as quickly as I could, and my lack of awareness of my own impairments were other aggravating factors. If I were asked how one survives after a life-changing loss, I hope I would have the wisdom and courage to say, with compassion, that you don't survive. That part of you dies. The part that was this person or this dream or this financial stability can die. But when something dies, there's always something that remains. And out of these remains, something new can emerge. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith, hope, and love remain. Earlier in the chapter, he tells us that love endures all things. And I have found this to be true. One activity that I've treasured over the years has been collecting dead tree branches and carving them into walking sticks with my son Luke. When I first had my stroke and discovered that my left arm was severely affected, I was afraid I'd never be able to carve sticks again. But thanks to a wonderful recreational therapist who planted the seed with me in the first weeks after my stroke, I found myself picking up a stick and a knife about 2 years later and trying to figure out some way that I could carve the stick. I do it differently now than I did before. A lot of the time I hold the stick between my knees, position it against my shoulder, and anchor it with the weight of my left upper arm and elbow on one end. I call this carving resurrection wood because the sticks I start with have broken off from a tree or been cut down and left to rot. With patience and persistence, I'm able to turn them into items that I hope not only look sharp, but can be life-giving to others. The gift that emerges from the ashes of what we lost doesn't replace what was lost, but it can point us in new directions. My greatest fear after having my stroke and realizing my limitations to my mobility, my endurance, my concentration, and my attention was that I had lost my profession. It was a profession I had aspired to my entire life. I'd finally entered seminary, graduated, been ordained, and then 5 years later, bam, my ministry was dead. Or so I thought. After inpatient rehab, I received home-based, then outpatient therapy for 6 more months. Gradually, my mobility and endurance improved, and I began to think about returning to professional ministry in some capacity. I learned that Gettysburg, Pennsylvania campus of United Lutheran Seminary was looking for a chaplain and pastoral presence. The part-time position was a perfect fit for me. I'm blessed that this ministry has emerged from the remains of what I had lost. I find statements that one gets over or moves on from grief to be harmful platitudes. Grief isn't something you recover from. It may change over time, and people might integrate it into their sense of self. Now I simply identify myself as living amid grief. I'm living after a life-altering stroke and a diagnosis of progressive MS. I'm living with the blessing of being a pastoral presence for students. And I'm living with my loved ones and treasured friends. I'm living. That's who I am.